This is Steve Woodward, and I'm teeing off. North Carolina Governor Josh Stein was reminded Tuesday that his veto powers are highly theatrical. The Democrat watched 12 of his legislative vetoes go down to defeat. With help from Democrats, House and Senate Republicans easily blew past the existing General Assembly record of 6 vetoes in one day. 2 overrides further derail corrosive diversity, equity, and inclusion objectives in education. The NC Senate crushed a Stein veto of a bill requiring public K-12 state schools to end discriminatory, divisive DEI goals. Another restored bill directs public colleges and universities to eliminate offices and staff dedicated to DEI initiatives and stops institutions from requiring affirmation of DEI beliefs. Stein watched helplessly as an override restored a bill requiring sex, female or male, applying to state laws to be aligned exclusively with biology. And the restored Criminal Illegal Alien Enforcement Act requires swift action by police and sheriff's departments to inform immigration and customs enforcement of illegal immigrant detainees. Finally, a veto override of a bill with similar safeguards. It gives citizens authority to sue sanctuary cities that make them vulnerable to illegal invaders. I'm Steve Woodward, minimally teed off.